For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Bruce Merkin with the Marijuana Policy Project. The recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling and House of Representatives vote on medical marijuana have shown that we are now well on the way to guaranteeing legal access to medical marijuana for seriously ill patients nationwide. And the route by which we will get there has become increasingly clear. This may seem like a surprise, as many media reports characterized the June 6th Supreme Court ruling in Gonzales v. Raich and the June 15th House vote on an amendment to stop federal prosecution of medical marijuana patients as setbacks. In fact, both were significant steps forward. While the court ruled that the Constitution allows the federal government to arrest medical marijuana patients, even if their conduct is legal under state law, it did not strike down the medical marijuana laws currently on the books in 10 states. And Justice Stevens, writing for the majority, went out of his way to note that patients Angel Raich and Diane Monson had made, quote, strong arguments that they will suffer irreparable harm because, despite a congressional finding to the contrary, marijuana does have valid therapeutic purposes. Stevens also expressed hope that Raich, Monson, and their supporters may one day be heard in the halls of Congress. He noted that they had raised significant arguments related to medical necessity and due process that were not addressed in the ruling, pointedly leaving the door open to future litigation. It is a near certainty that these issues will reach the Supreme Court, which has already telegraphed that it will view the medical necessity argument sympathetically. And while the House did defeat a bipartisan amendment designed to stop the U.S. Justice Department from prosecuting patients in states with medical marijuana laws, even this 264-161 loss marked forward progress. The full House has voted on medical marijuana four times. The first was on a non-binding resolution opposing medical marijuana that passed by a 311-94 margin in 1998. And the same amendment the House took up on June 15th failed in 2003 by margins of 273-152 and 268-148, respectively. The number of House members willing to support medical marijuana has increased by 67 in only 7 years. Just 57 more, and we win.
We will have part two of this editorial on tomorrow's 420 report. In the meantime, I urge you to learn more about what you can do by visiting the Marijuana Policy Project's website. They're located at mpp.org. 755,000 of us arrested last year for marijuana. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.